Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, hour number 2. A lot of football over the next 45 minutes. An NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes from right now. College football corner 20 minutes away as well. Georgia Tech plays tonight against NC State. We'll keep looking ahead to a big Saturday as well. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. All this hour, this action-packed noon hour.
Dude, you know, we were having the cross-talk with Rusty, and he's playing the song, and we talk about it. That song, just, you know, just leave. Mm-hmm. And I saw this funny list. It was funny, I saw the list this morning about, you know, the name of the list said, top 10 death threats that women send.
Oh.
All right. If you're in a relationship right here, and you know that you might be in trouble.
Can I ask you just really quickly? Yes. Like, are these, like, the 10 most common?
Yes.
Or are these the 10 best ones they've found?
I think the best ones they found.
Okay.
All right. Number one, whenever you text your girl or something, and you're without her, you're like, I'm going out, whatever, and she texts you, have fun. leave it there. Have fun. It's all good.
Uh-huh.
No worries.
Okay.
Excuse me? With a question mark?
Yeah, now we're getting aggressive.
Oh, do you?
Okay, now we're turning the corner a little bit.
Why would I be mad?
Mm.
Okay. You know what?
You know what's the number one?
Yeah. Like, if you get any of those right there from your lady, yeah, just come home.
Yeah, just come home.
Hey, fellas.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
And like, there's no...
Yeah. Hey, fellas.
This is one of those ones, too, that, like, I don't know if you've ever tried to do this before. It's impossible. Maybe somebody's cracked the code, but I've never been able to do it. You're not going to be able to text through it.
No.
Like, this is an in-person conversation. Yeah.
But the thing about it is...
And it might be more than a one-time conversation, but, like, there's no text message that can be sent back to that.
No.
That's going to result in, oh, never mind, everything's fine, have a great time,
exactly.
I'm no longer angry
at you. Get your ass home. And the thing about it is, like, your boy, most of the time, will understand that. Hey, dog. Yeah.
Here. You see that?
You see that?
I'm out of here.
All right, dog.
Yeah.
Because if you were in a similar situation, we're like, all right, bro.
Good luck.
Good luck, man. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We were talking about yesterday about fellas and, you know, how we will sometimes when we lose our partner to a relationship. Like, man, whatever, dog. She got you whipped. She ringing the bell for you to come home.
Yeah, that's just a jealous man.
That's just
a
jealous
man,
dog. He mad because he
doesn't have one.
He ain't got nobody to put that warm leg on him. You know what I mean? He ain't got nobody to come home to.
Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, when I saw that list, I was like, oh yeah, have fun. Well, because you're not gonna have fun.
No, because
you're gonna think about you're gonna think about the have fun text. It's not like when you.
I know.
It's not like when you were a kid. And you can stay out all night knowing you're going to be punished. Like, I might as well just stay out a couple more hours.
Right.
It don't work like that when you're married.
No. No.
It don't work like that. She already mad.
A parent's anger is completely different.
Like,
because the parent, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, she already mad, dog. Like, you might as well just order another bottle.
No.
Get your ass home.
Yeah.
That's that free advice from Randy. And Andy, get your ass home, all right? Just go home.
Make it easier.
When you get that text.
Damn.
Sorry, fellas.
Sorry, guys.
Yep.
Thought this was going to be something that it isn't. Thought we were good. We're not. We're not good. See you later. I hope you guys have a great time.
Hey, text me when y'all leave.
Let me know. Text me the highlights. If anybody does anything dumb or funny or whatever, if he finally meets a girl, let me know.
Because
I want to hear about it. I don't want to miss everything, but I'm going to go home and try to
smooth as
try to litigate.
Smooth whatever. Have fun is.
Yeah, exactly.
Have fun.
What did I do? And then you're driving home and it's like, what?
Yep.
Happened. Yep. Like, what is it? And then there's like three or four things, but it's like, I don't think she knows about that. And you don't want to tip your hand when you walk
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Right?
What's up?
Don't say anything.
Oh,
just
no.
go in and be like,
what's up, babe?
How are you?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah. But you said have fun.
Yeah.
I meant have fun. No.
No, you,
no
didn't.
You didn't.
No, you didn't.
And then that's when that's how they smarter than us, dog. That's how they smarter than us. That's how they smarter than us, man. I will always fall in that trap. That's why they smarter than us.
Mind games.
Yeah. They play it well, too.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. As it is a bye week for the Falcons, and obviously coming off of what was a really bad loss to Denver, most of the audio, like Falcons conversation, is more national than local, mm-hmm. I would say. And it's been interesting to hear some of it because it's been pretty extreme, I think. Here's Adam Schefter talking about the Falcons.
Atlanta had an opportunity to separate itself,
yep.
and it squandered that opportunity. It squandered, and now it's still... What, a game and a half up on the Buccaneers right now? So they're still in a good spot, the Falcons are, but they were 6-3 and rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you the one thing, like you said, the national thing, the other ones are, and every one of these people that have talked about this specific game, everybody has called it what it was, and they said it just like that, an ass whooping. Everybody said that. Everybody said that about that. I mean, it's Thursday, and we ain't got to say another damn thing about it. We got to talk to Joe Patrick at 1:20. There's nothing to say about, about this team.
Not so much about the game.
Get it fixed.
The game was what it was. But yeah. he's right from a big-picture perspective,
yeah.
and that's what's so frustrating about it is to be at 6-3, especially looking at that New Orleans game,
yeah.
they're not any good.
Yeah.
Like, had every opportunity to win that game, put the division away. I won't say squandered because they're still very likely to win the division.
But it's
very frustrating to, I don't know. I mean, maybe they just aren't what people wanted them to be. Like, clearly they're not. Otherwise, they wouldn't be 6-5 right now.
The Saints just won two games in a row and one of them against the Falcons.
That's right.
And you just said that the Saints stink. Mm-hmm. Saints are beat up, wounded,
yeah.
ain't got no bodies,
yep.
and they beat them. And that's the one, I mean, if you want to talk about the head-to-head, obviously because of where you were and you started your engine too late against the Saints, if they had maybe 10 more minutes, they probably would have beat the Saints. But at the same time, you didn't. But then you go and just lay a complete egg up there in Denver. I mean, that was just the bad part of it all. It's like, okay, we lost to Denver. Man, you got thrashed. And you don't see a lot of thrashings in the NFL. Well, you saw a couple of on Sunday because the damn Jacksonville Jaguars got thrashed. But Jacksonville Jaguars are at Cancun already.
Yeah, that's the difference to me is the teams that end up finding themselves on the receiving end of those types of beatings, I mean, they tend to be the teams that are going to be drafted in the top five, right? Like, we're talking about teams that either should or have fired their coaches. The Falcons are going to win the division and play a playoff game most likely. And they got destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, but you think about it, like we talked about money. Just if you look at their schedule versus Tampa's schedule, Tampa's getting guys back. Christian, he's back. The left tackle's coming back. Mike Evans is coming back. I mean, we know God was not coming back, but they're getting healthier.
Thank God the Falcons got them when they got them.
Yes.
And beat them the two times they did when they beat them. Because, Tampa, and they're tough, man. Like, even as devastated as they've been by injuries, they've played tough every single game.
They fought.
They haven't lost any games like that.
No.
You know,
they haven't
been
beat
by 30 by anybody.
Beat down.
So, man, it's obviously it's bye week, so nothing's going to happen this weekend that can change your perception of the last couple of games. But, I mean, it's a manhood check when things come back. I mean, you got a tough one against the Chargers, and you better be ready to go.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, this final six games might get a little bit ugly. Nobody wants to see that. Daniel Jones is the fourth string quarterback now?
They don't want him to get in practice. They don't even want him to practice.
So, like, I mean.
You know what? They'd be better off telling him just don't come to work.
Yeah.
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 They'd be better off just saying Daniel Jones, because he knows the deal. Everybody knows the deal. They would be better off just saying Daniel Jones, stay home. They made this man the fourth. I ain't never heard about being demoted from first to fourth.
After Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
And Tommy DeVito.
And Tommy DeVito and Drew Locke.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. Daniel Jones, go home. They don't even want you to get hurt in practice. Remember when, RG3 was playing scout team safety and walkthrough. Remember that? they didn't want RG3 to practice. RG3 had to play scout team walkthrough safety. They only want Daniel Jones to do that.
And the good news for them, though, is they have something else to argue about. They don't have to worry about what's going on with their current quarterback situation because Eli Manning is up for the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. So now everybody gets to talk about whether or not Eli Manning deserves to go to the Hall of Fame.
I do. I think Eli does.
I do, too. He won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think he does.
But also, you and I don't really do the you don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame thing quite as much.
No, I'm not one of those guys.
No.
I'm not one of those. It's a nice class.
Hopefully, it's a really good class. All those guys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I just hope a couple dudes, I hope this is what, this should be Gates. It should be going in this one.
Yeah, how has Antonio Gates had to wait?
Like, but this is the second time.
I know.
Never last year.
Put him in.
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't get in last year. Yeah. Baffled me, but yeah, he should get in this year. I hope I might let my guy Torrey Holt in. I saw Bob Sanders is up. And they were showing highlights of him with the dread Bob Sanders. Dread Bob Sanders.
That's the Bob Sanders that needs to go to the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah. When he cut his hair, he cut the sails out. but yeah. I mean, good. I mean, it's always, you know how you view it, especially like the wide receiver. That room is backed up. The running back room is backed up. And so, I mean, Eli's going to get in. I don't know if he gets in this time, but Eli get in.
Yeah, he probably won't get in the first time.
Yeah.
But
he'll
get in eventually. Yeah. Looking at some of the other names, like Antonio Gates needs to go in this
Fred
year.
Fred Taylor, about time to put Fred T in.
Yeah, Torrey Holt needs to go in. I mean, look, Willie Anderson, put him in.
Why not? Big Willie, man.
Put our guy Willie
Big
in the Hall
Willie,
of Fame.
Big Willie was a stalwart left tackle.
Yeah,
Big
he was.
Willie,
he was amazing.
Stalwart left tackle.
Plus, he's been a great guest on this radio
Willie's
show.
Awesome.
Reggie Wayne, put him in.
That's what I'm saying.
Put
like,
Reggie Wayne in there.
You're going to look at Reggie and Torrey in that same boat. They're all going to be just, you know.
Is Earl Thomas going to go to the Hall of Fame?
No.
No. He's
never
going to go to the Hall of Fame.
No.
He's trying to get a coaching job, I guess.
Where?
In the NFL.
Oh, good for him. He's very knowledgeable. He's a
one of the smartest safeties ever.
Smart-ass player, dude. Mm-hmm. Very, very smart player. But, yeah, I mean, it's all – I think Luke Kuechly gets in.
Yeah, he should.
Because Luke Kuechly was that dude. Just like how we were talking – how I was talking about Patrick Willis had to get in, Luke Kuechly's on that level. Mm-hmm. Luke Kuechly was an amazing football player.
Vince Wilfork?
He's one of the
– and he doesn't have the stats,
he was a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer what they asked him to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You see these A-gaps?
Plus, who doesn't want to hear a Vince Wilfork Hall of Fame speech?
You see these A-gaps? Yeah. Don't let anybody get through them.
Okay, I won't for a decade.
Okay.
How about nobody runs up the middle for a decade?
Yeah.
How about we do that?
Yeah, man.
And the Rams are going to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the St. Louis Rams Super Bowl win over the Titans on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, man. We were talking.
Crazy that was 25 years
I know,
ago.
Man. Crazy. They had that ice storm. Well, you weren't here. They had that bad ice storm that was here that year. We saw the picture this morning of they had the running backs, the four running backs. They had Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk, Steven Jackson, and Todd Gurley all in the picture, which was so dope.
And that great old school Rams logo.
Yes.
Like Eric Dickerson had like a letter sweater on. Oh,
yes, yes.
Oh, great,
I remember the
great
first time we got to wear those. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
So sweet.
That's awesome.
I can't
believe that was 25 years
ago. Yeah, man. Ice storm.
Unbelievable.
It was.
I think I was in eighth grade.
I was in college making. We were hustling that weekend. We were working security at a Super Bowl party and like charging people on the side though, like $50 to let them in.
Nice.
Nice little hustle.
Nice. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. Georgia Tech plays tonight against NC State. Joey Galloway had an interesting suggestion.
What the hell are you talking about,
Indiana
Joey?
Should handle their game against Ohio State on Saturday. We'll get to all that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo, a couple minutes away from getting back into some college football conversation. Do want to let you know, just by listening to the show and paying attention for the cue to call, at some point in the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to be giving away tickets to Post Malone's big-ass stadium
tour. Hell yeah, baby!
So if you want to go see Post Malone, Jelly Roll, and that tour, be listening closely because we're going to give away some tickets coming up pretty soon.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Well, I know you'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, Post is, you know, I'm
the only hard part for you will be deciding which one you're more excited to see is Post Malone or Jelly Roll.
I'm a Post guy. I'm a Post guy. Ever since I saw him in the movie with Mark Wahlberg, he's like a prison gangster or something like that. But, I just got to brush up on my stuff. That's it.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's all. Brush up on my post.
Don't we all? I mean,
Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll, yeah.
Jelly Roll. Mm-hmm. That's the big fella. I think
he's kind of getting smaller.
Okay.
But trying to, probably.
Okay. I was cute. Okay.
But, yeah, he's, yep.
Because that's country genre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Just making sure. Now, do you listen to that?
Mm-mm.
But you like country.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my bad, dog.
Yeah, that's not bad.
My bad, man.
No, you ask questions.
Yeah, no, that was bad. I automatically assume because it's country that you listen to all country.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like you listen to, you know, everybody listens to different genres. And different. You don't like every artist.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with them.
Okay.
But, you know, you're probably not going to find me riding around.
Okay. There it is right there. My bad, dog. I didn't mean to put you in that box. Oh, it's country. Because that's exactly how I said it. It's country.
Yeah.
You like country.
I do.
Yeah.
But
you don't like.
I like some country.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. There it is right there.
There it is.
All right. Post Malone. So make sure you guys call when Andy tells you to call in. You make sure you call so we can get you tickets.
If you weren't already excited about the tickets, now you're really excited after the hype.
Yeah. But no,
do you like them?
Nah.
No. What about you?
Nah. These dudes are, but where's it at? Post Malone is Ben's big?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Post was Ben's big. Mm-hmm. I thought he was state big.
Nah, he's Ben's big. Nah, he's like one of the biggest artists out there now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering because like his new album, his new stuff is country. He's kind of done a number of different genres, different types of music throughout the years. And Jelly Roll is kind of country too. So I wonder like. Are people are going because they like the new stuff, all of it?
Right.
I don't know. Like, is he going to play a lot? I imagine he'll play a lot of it because he's got a lot of different hits.
Right.
Not just the most recent stuff that's more country. So I don't know. The only way to know
is
to go and find out.
Yeah.
And if you want to go for free, you got to listen and we'll tell you when to call.
I love it.
There you go.
I love it.
All right. Let's get to a college football corner.
Michael.
All right. Georgia Tech's got NC State at home tonight. 7:30 in Atlanta, if you want to go. Another thing you can go to. We don't have any tickets to it, but you can go. Or you can watch it on ESPN as well. Hopefully Georgia Tech gets the win. They'll get the 7 wins. They're already bowl eligible, but build on it, man. Keep building on what's been a really nice year. Let's get back to the college football playoff rankings and the teams that are playing for the college football playoff. Obviously, the biggest game this weekend is between Indiana and Ohio State. I would assume Indiana would want to put all their best guys out there and try to win the game.
Yes.
But I guess... not everyone feels that way. Here's Joey Galloway from ESPN giving his thoughts on what Indiana should do.
But if I'm Indiana, I am protecting my quarterback.
You can't do that.
Why can you not do that?
That's a culture killer. That's a culture.
Because what?
That's a culture killer.
That plus if you
and did you, that, did you hear Reese say
Indiana.
They've lost more games than anybody.
That.
They have a chance to get in the playoff, and it looks like they're getting in. The only argument, and we said the same thing last year, Jordan Travis got hurt for Florida State. They didn't get in. If I'm Indiana, say what you want. I'm protecting my quarterback.
Now, this was on the show.
I
didn't watch it, but I listened to the Game Day podcast this morning, and he said it again. And so I was wondering, I was like, so what is your thought process behind this? Taking their quarterback out. Talking about Indiana. Taking their quarterback out, and if they lose, are you saying they're going to still be in, so don't get them hurt for the stretch?
So I guess his – and again,
I did not understand it.
I just so vehemently disagree with it almost every direction.
Oh yeah,
it's hard to track the rationality here. But I think what he's saying, because he brought Florida State into it, is they're in anyway. He feels like they're in anyway.
Okay,
and the only way that they could get left out is if Rourke gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose the game or whatever, but Rourke gets hurt, and then the committee's like, "Well, they're not the same team without him."
Okay, I understand that.
So,
part. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Is that what he was saying?
I don't know.
No, because I mean, if he's saying that, that means that he thinks that Indiana, even with a loss, is still going to get
which
in.
Which I don't agree with.
Me neither.
I don't think that that's
me
true.
Me neither.
So, I think that if Indiana loses to Ohio State on Saturday, and a few other things, you know, obviously other things would have to take place in order for Indiana to get left out.
Right.
But it wouldn't shock me if Indiana were to get left
out. No, it wouldn't. But then he with the culture whole part about it, what he was saying.
Oh, I agree with that part, too.
Yeah, but no, but the culture, no, they were saying, well, what about the culture? And he elaborated on that part, basically was talking about what culture of what? What does Indiana have a culture of?
I know, but that's
– And okay. I love what he said. I love the reason why he said it. I love the reason why he said about it, though. What culture does – he just got there. He ain't set no culture. He's setting one, but how do you set a culture when – your team is full of transfers.
Okay, but that would then be the culture.
Transfers?
No. Like, we're going to bench a guy for what?
No. You don't do that because that's just wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also think that's a crazy message.
It's crazy. Oh, it's a terrible message.
Beyond just that it isn't true. Like, they're not in any way, and it probably wouldn't work and all that kind of stuff. But that's also, like, you're on that team, and you're like, hang on a second. Yes. You're going to bench our guy?
Exactly.
For what?
That, but that's what I'm
like
saying.
Like, you lose the whole group.
But then they kept saying culture. Now, you can say losing the team, but a lot of times, I think a lot – when you think about culture, you think about the overall thing, not just 11 games in. 11 mm-hmm. games in is not forming culture.
Sure.
You know, and I think that's what more Joy was talking about because you got to transfer and all that. Now, you're absolutely correct. That would be – there's no way in hell he's even thinking like that as if you're a coach.
But then again, I hesitate to do this because the rationality behind it is just so flawed. But because they don't have much of a culture yet,
mm-hmm.
they could get away with something.
No,
like
I didn't say
no,
that.
No, not you. Oh, like, that's no. –
Oh, that's
what
Joey's
suggesting?
Saying. Yeah, that's
like
what Joey's saying.
But, like, to say what culture
yes.
is to be like because they haven't – because Cignetti's only been there for 10 games.
No, it's the culture of football that you don't do
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yes, that's not yes, just Indiana.
That's not just Indiana. That's the culture of football
that's a
that you don't do that.
That's a non-competitive mindset.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I keep saying, does he automatically assume, that's probably Joey, that if they lose this game, are they still – In the playoff mix.
And I guess that would be where he's coming at it
okay.
from, which, all right, let's just take that part of it and
okay.
leave all the other
okay.
all the other nonsense
okay.
to the side. I don't agree with that. Like, I think that because they're already being picked apart, rightfully so, like, they haven't, you know, their strength of schedule is outside the top 100, and people are asking, you know, where's the great win and all that kind of stuff. If the one really good team that you play... And depends on how they lose, too. But mm-hmm. if they get smoked by Ohio State, it wouldn't surprise me if they're on the outside looking in at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what
because there's going to be other teams with more impressive resumes.
I think that, and that's the one, the caveat I saw this morning was, can you put an 11-1 Indiana team over a whatever in 2 Tennessee team? And then, you know, I mean, I don't know how they do it because this committee is not driving me crazy like it drives some other people. But I'm just like, I don't know what they – I don't understand the criteria of what it is, you know. But I go back and I told Abe, I listened to the first part of his show, and he was saying a lot of things that we were saying yesterday about the Bulldogs. Where the hell were they going to go? Like, where they weren't going to jump anybody. They weren't going to jump Ole Miss or Alabama. So where were they going to jump? I know a lot of people have it in because, you know, Miami was off. Alabama played Mercer. They jumped them. What was the criteria why they had to jump them?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Alabama, this is the issue that people have because they're trying to apply like one team's logic to another team's logic.
You can't do it.
Yeah. And just trying to find any logic in it is frustrating. I think what they're just doing is looking at it like on a week-by-week basis and where they think these teams are there. Because, yeah, if you're looking at Alabama jumping up 3 spots by beating Mercer
yeah.
and Georgia jumping up 2 spots by beating Tennessee – that's insane. If you're looking at it as Georgia falling 9 spots for losing on the road to Ole Miss, who's ranked in the top 10, and BYU falling 8 spots for losing at home to Kansas, that's insane.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. But you can't look at it like that. That's not what it is. They're not using like one-for-one logic with all these things. They're just trying to look at it, and I think, they're trying to look at it from a big-picture perspective and do the best they can to rank the teams in the order that they think they belong in weekly. I think that's what it is.
Okay. I'm going to go with your explanation. Because, I mean.
Well, what other would there be?
Exactly. I don't know.
We're trying to piss everybody off?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is,
We're
too.
Trying to get everybody to tune in
maybe.
At 7 o'clock or whenever every Tuesday. So let's do this.
Maybe.
Let's do this.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, let's do this.
Maybe that. Now, I think because we're, like, the Georgia frustration, understandable. Like, I think where so many of these teams started have sort of handcuffed them
yes.
in terms of where they have to keep them.
I agree.
They decided that Miami was up here and Texas was up here and in all these teams, and they haven't lost.
Exactly.
So they're going to keep them there.
I agree with that.
One thing that they've shown is they're not going to drop a team for winning.
Yes.
Even if they're beating Mercer or whatever. Like, you're going to kind of stay where you are for winning. The good thing is they all play games still. And Ohio State and Indiana both have an opportunity to prove it.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Now, Oregon's in the Big 12 championship.
They are.
The winner of this
Big Ten.
The winner of this game is in.
Yes.
Right or wrong, right?
Yeah.
Winner of this game is in.
Yeah. Yes.
Ohio State loses again, they're out, right?
I don't know.
They lost to Oregon twice.
Well, if they lose to Oregon twice. Yeah, but Oregon's the number one team in the country. They're undefeated.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's always.
What if Ohio State loses to Indiana?
Where does Ohio State go?
I know.
Yeah.
So then they've lost twice to the number one team in the country
and
who's undefeated.
Team.
And what would be, at that point, the number two team in the country
because
they beat them, and who's also undefeated. You know what I mean? Like, is Ohio State not going to make the playoff? for losing to the number one and number two teams in the country that are both undefeated?
It shouldn't, but
they'll still make it.
How do we know how these people at Grapevine think, dog?
We don't.
Yeah.
But what we do, I think, know historically is that Ohio State's going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. But we talked about
the brand is going to get the benefit of the doubt.
The benefit brand. We talked about the benefit brand. And the only big brand that if they lose again won't get the benefits, Notre Dame. And Notre Dame loses their doubt.
Well, and again, yes. Notre Dame is getting more benefit of the doubt than they deserve currently. They lost to Northern Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unforgivable loss, but it really isn't.
If it would have happened last week, they'd be 15th.
Yes.
But it happened in September, and everyone's forgotten about it.
Damn, Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois isn't even going to finish 500 in their conference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like they jumped up and got beat by some, like, really good group of five school. They aren't good.
Now give me my money.
They're an ungood team, and they beat Notre Dame. But Notre Dame's won all their other games. They got Army this weekend. Mm-hmm. Army's undefeated.
And right.
They got to beat the hell out of Army.
Undefeated. And their biggest thing, because, I mean, Notre Dame's defense is legit. They got to get possessions.
What if Army wins? How fun would that be?
Oh, I would love to see Army beat Notre Dame.
They beat them, and then they would play in their conference championship game, and, like, I don't know. They could sneak their way in as the highest-ranked group of five team.
Did you see Army in the group of five?
It would be awesome.
And then when, like, a team would they're not going to rank it that high. But, I mean, I think, you know, the whole thing with Notre Dame is because it's damn Notre Dame, they're always going to get the benefit of the doubt. If they're, especially now in the 12-team playoff with the one loss, or if they're undefeated. No matter who they play, but they always play a schedule that you can say, oh, right. Well, they play this team.
No matter who they lose
team,
to.
They play this team.
No matter, yeah, no, that's true. It's true. That's the one, I mean, you know, if I'm behind them, that's the one that I'm frustrated by. Because you're probably, like, Alabama's better than Notre Dame.
Yes.
Georgia's better than Notre Dame.
Yes.
Tennessee's better than Notre Dame.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and we're going to get bumped out. Because only five teams get auto bids. Seven teams have to get at-larges. Notre Dame has to get an at-large because they're not in the conference. So really only six teams get at-larges because Notre Dame's getting
in. And that's going to be the thing, how they split it up.
Dude, don't be mad at Indiana. Be mad at Notre Dame. Okay? We just agree on that. Like, everyone's so mad at Indiana.
That's why the split is. That's what we were talking about yesterday. Oh, who gets? I was like, oh, damn, we forgot Notre Dame. If they went out, Notre Dame's getting one of the LRBs.
Absolutely, they are. Absolutely. They've told us. They put them at six and left them there. Like, come on. All right. We just got to root for Army. That's easy. We get behind Army.
We go cadets.
Yeah. We get behind Army. All right. Caller number six right now, 404-726-0929. We're going to send you to see Post Malone's big-ass stadium tour with Jelly Roll on Sunday, May 11th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets are on sale, too, by the way, Tuesday at noon, livenation.com. But right now, you can call them. You can win them. We'll be right back with the back page, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mamas, mamas.
Congratulations to Robert in Atlanta. Robert was caller six. He's going to go see Post Malone's big-ass stadium tour coming up on May 11th at Mercedes-Benz. If you didn't get a chance to be caller six, if you're not Robert, I'm sorry. But you can get your tickets starting on Tuesday at noon at livenation.com. So you can get your tickets that way. But congratulations to Robert. Thanks for listening. And way to go on calling in. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple minutes. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick on a bye week. Maybe we'll sneak in an Atlanta United question
probably,
or two for Smoke and Joe, as well as they've got a playoff game on Sunday against Orlando. And then an hour away from the AMA.
Dude, we were just discussing, I guess, the NBA. They're trying everything they can to make this All-Star game.
Bless their heart.
More watchable. Now they're talking about having a four-team tournament.
Four-team tournament for the All-Star game. And you were explaining to me it's consisting of...
whoever the All-Stars are.
Sure.
So I'm assuming they get picked from three teams. And then the winner of the Rising Stars game is the fourth team.
All right.
And they play in some kind of elimination. I don't know, man. Adam Silver, just tell them to play better. or just don't have it.
Or just don't have it.
Yeah.
I know. I hate that that's the direction that it seems like all the leagues are going in, but like...
This don't happen.
I think that's kind of what it is.
We're too cool now.
Right?
We're too cool now.
Like, if guys can't be bothered to try hard in All-Star games, which clearly they can't in any of the sports, then don't do it. Like, you know, I don't just announce that you're an All-Star and you get like a little... you know, like the more important thing in the NFL than being a Pro Bowler is being an All-Pro, right?
Yes. So
there's no All-Pro game,
nope.
But you're still an All-Pro, and
correct,
we're proud of it. In the NBA, honestly, the more important thing than being an All-Star
all
is being
NBA
All-NBA, and there's no game for that. So, I don't know, just say you're an All-Star and
Be done with it.
You know, send out a little picture on social media or whatever. Because, again, if the guys are going to go out there and, you know, they've tried 50 different ways to fix the thing.
Yep.
The problem is not the format.
It's the players.
The problem is the effort, and they're not going to give it. So, I mean, why would we give the effort to watch it if you're not going to give the effort to practice?
That's why the ratings are low. Ratings are low because the All-Star game and because Draymond ain't got suspended yet.
Now, I do think the reason the All-Star game sucks and the reason that early season NBA ratings are low are similar, because it's the try-hard thing.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of guys not playing. I'm not saying not everybody's hurt, because some of these guys really are hurt, but not everybody is. They've exceeded 1,000 minutes or 1,000 games of missed playing time already. Last year, this didn't happen until the end of this month.
Damn!
Like, we're midway. Like, we're, you know, so. And last year was an exception because Adam Silver made sure everybody went out of their way to play and do more stuff so they could get those media deals. Like, last year was, hey, guys, money's on the line.
Y'all go play hard as possible.
Future of the league's on the line. Get out there. 65 games to qualify for awards and all that kind of stuff. You got to get out there. We got money to make,
yes.
All right? They made it. Now everyone's going back to hanging out.
And they put that in a stipulation, too. We're going to look at it for this 1 year.
Yeah. And then when they come back around, however, I don't know how long the CBA is, 10 years?
Probably.
We'll do it again in 10 years.
I love it.
But for now, we're going to
milk this thing.
We're going to load manage, which, again, I still love the league. I'm going to watch it, whether it's the Hawks or whoever. I love it. But for people that are falling out of love with it, I can't blame you.
No.
I don't play. I can't blame you.
Too cool to play.
All right. Let's get to the back page
too
with
cool
Bo.
To play.
Back page with Bo every day at 12:45. Hello, Bo.
So congratulations once again to Chris Sale for bringing home the Cy Young Award last night. Let me plan y'all's evening out for you. This is exactly how I'm going to spend mine. I know y'all won't do this, but at 6 o'clock Eastern, we finally come to the end of the MLB Players Writers Association Awards.
What's left?
The MVP announcement.
Oh.
In the AL, you're going to have Judge Soto and Bobby Witt Jr. It's going to be Aaron Judge for the second straight year. In the National League, you've got Lindor. You've got Kettle Marte, so we've got a shortstop and a second baseman.
Come on, man.
Then you got Shohei Ohtani, who hit 50-50 and his team won the World Series. Come on.
Come on, man.
I think it's going to be him.
I think it should be him.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's just skip the whole thing.
I didn't realize Kettle Marte was in the top three.
Yeah. Yeah. Position players, he was the best, like, second baseman in the league.
That guy batted leadoff for the Mariners on opening day like 10 years ago.
A long time ago, yeah.
And they traded him for nothing. Just another in the long line of genius moves by the Seattle Mariners front office.
So in order to commemorate Chris Sale's achievement, it was announced today that on April 9th, the Atlanta Braves will have a Chris Sale bobblehead.
There it is. Right.
You can find a picture of it online. It's really cool. So he's got the Gold Glove Award in one hand.
Uh-huh.
He's got the Cy Young Award in the other hand, and he's wearing a crown for the triple crown that he got. First Major League Baseball player to do it since 2011, Clayton Kershaw.
So love it.
Wins, strikeouts, and ERA.
Let me ask you this, because we've been talking about him winning the Cy Young since, like, the early September. It was like, all right, that start did it. He's going to win it. I saw some debate yesterday when he won it from folks. I didn't know there was, like, Zach Wheeler or Phillies. Like, Phillies fans were mad about it.
I don't know why.
Do they have any leg to stand on, or that's nonsense?
He won the triple crown. It hadn't been done in 20 years. No. Was my math wrong? 15 years?
Because I hadn't thought about it. I was like, well, obviously Chris Sale's going to win it, but maybe I'm in my silo.
He led the National League in wins, strikeouts, and ERA. What more do you want, Phillies fans?
Yeah, there we go.
So the best thing about this, the day they're giving away this bobblehead,
please
have this be the matchup. They're playing the Phillies.
Great.
So
let it be Zach Wheeler
and Sale.
The mound. That'd be awesome.
Maybe Sale versus Wheeler would be even that much.
That'd be even better. That'd be great.
On top of this bobblehead giveaway.
Lanyap.
So while we're on baseball, this is starting to circulate to the effect that I ran across it on Twitter about 30 minutes ago. Then a friend of mine texts me the same exact audio. So I guess Will Clark goes on the No Filter Network.
I saw this.
Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Talking about hitters in the modern era, how they're not good teammates and they're okay with just hitting 240 and having 150 strikeouts in the season. Take a listen.
A strike, guess what? You're starting to get back into the at-bat. You're getting back into the count. And so, you know, you try to talk to people about that now, and they're like, we don't need to do that. I'm swinging for the fences. I'm like, yeah, it's because you're a f***ball. You don't want to hit 300. You don't want to help your teammates out. And you don't care about striking out. That's why you strike out 150 times and hit 230, 240. So all you guys in the major leagues that hit 230, 240, 15 homers, 45 RBIs, strike out 150 times, f***. You guys are not hitters.
Who is this?
Will Clark.
There you go.
Fired up, man.
Will Clark, former San Francisco Giant.
Okay.
Great hitter. Yeah. The World Series 1989 with the Giants.
Very good hitter in his day.
Oh, okay. Well, he's right.
Kind of. Like, they're not just making this decision on their own.
No,
like, these guys aren't
this
like,
this is universal.
You know what I want to do? Yeah. This is the way that it's coached and taught and preached by the teams. Like,
this is how they're brought up these days.
This is how they're brought up. This is what teams are looking for. Like, this is the league-wide thing. This is not like an individual guy that one day was just like, you know what I'm going to do is strike out a bunch because I hate my teammates. Like,
I hate you.
I think striking out a bunch of times just comes along with swinging as hard as you can at every pitch.
Of course it does. I just, you know, I don't blame guys of that era for having, because look, there's parts of the modern game that just aren't as fun to watch as it used to be. But yeah.
So if you followed high school basketball in the area, you've probably heard of Ace Bailey, McEachern standout.
We were just talking about him.
We were.
Now
not on the radio.
Up at Rutgers. McDonald's All-American, did all kinds of things around here. So Ace was asked, now that he's up at Rutgers, which is up north, if he's found any good food choices.
What's it like living up here? It's different from
Georgia. It's way different. Food way different from up here. That's way different. I'll be looking for like Waffle House. I mean, we be getting hungry late nights after the gym. Y'all ain't got no Waffle House. It'd be totally different, though, but I'm adapting to it.
What needs to take Waffle House up to New York?
What they got up there?
I don't know. Huddle House?
In New York?
Yeah.
Is that where Huddle House is?
I mean, they got a Huddle House.
So just in terms of like waffle options
or food options? Somewhere like that.
Denny's?
They got Denny's probably.
I think
you're
just looking at a traditional IHop. Regular diner.
Or you might have a diner.
Okay, because they got the Huddle House down in Fort Valley.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, I mean, we just talked about him because I was asking how good this kid was. And they were like, he's.
If you list, look at his list, he's got a pretty impressive list of accolades for high school basketball, yeah.
Yeah.
So, let me find out where, So Adam Schefter, now that we played some audio from him earlier. Oh, hell, I forgot where it's on This Is Football. He went on This Is Football podcast. I always want to give credit to where I get audio from. So Adam Schefter goes on This Is Football podcast, and he's asked where the weirdest place is that he's ever broken a story.
I can remember being in Denver one time, and I was
what were you doing? What were you doing, Adam?
How do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin.
Way to go, Adam.
In every which way.
There you go, Shefty.
Way to go.
Do you think he means it was the first time that him and that woman had been together?
Or he's ever been together with a woman.
Or was that when he lost his virginity?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know.
I think it was.
Virginity.
If he said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I think he was telling us. Because who was the player whose news that he broke?
I'm going to tell you this. I know Dale. Dale, wow, boy.
It was Dale who?
Dale Carter.
Dale Carter. So when did he play?
He was, when was Dale? Dale was like 90s, late 90s.
So it might have been. Yeah. He was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year in 92.
Yeah.
Dale and he was out of the league by 05. So that news happened at some point between then.
Yeah.
There's a chance that was Adam Silver telling us when he lost his virginity.
Late 20s or so.
Yeah, I mean, he's a workaholic, man.
Yeah.
He's a workaholic. He ain't got time for women.
Exactly.
Now, TMZ did follow up with Shefty after he went on this podcast. He did break the news officially after he was done.
So,
breaking other stuff.
Oh, he's like, I mean, so...
Had to wait a solid 15 seconds before the news broke.
I got to work, baby. thanks, love. He seemed like a love guy. Thanks, love.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what. Love, maybe.
Yeah, he seemed like a thanks, love guy.
He seems like he might try babe, but it doesn't come out right.
He seemed like a thanks, love guy. Thanks, love.
But very awkwardly, yeah.
Love sounds British.
Yeah, like, thanks, love.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He likes a thanks, love guy. Thanks,
he also seems like the one that'll date like the really, really tall women.
Yes.
Probably only like 5'3", 5'4".
He's not a tall man.
He's a very little man. But yeah. Sup, love. Thank you, love. Yeah, Adam Schefter, love guy.
Love guy.
But yeah, Dale.
More weights than one.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Breaking stories and getting laid.
How about that? I mean, hell, what a way to go. I mean, the whole goal. That's what you're going to do on your time? Because the thing about it was, how good was it when you answer your phone?
I don't know. Must not have been. Must not have been. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smoking Joe Patrick breaks stories sometimes. Maybe he'll answer, maybe he won't. Maybe he'll be getting laid. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.